London Underground Photo Safaris. That's today's side hustle idea. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Chris Guillebeau, or welcome if this is your first time to ever tune in. Episode 2963, going every single day of the week, every single day of the year. In today's episode, we're going to hear from a London photographer who created these urban photo safaris for tourists, learn how he combined hidden gems and photography lessons to get booked over and over. And this episode is part of a feature we call Your First $1,000. Last week, we heard from someone in Mississippi who's doing temporary tattoos for weddings, parties, corporate events, and so on. Today, as noted, we're going to London. We'll hear about this other service business. It is a tour business, and we like to feature lots of different businesses and look at how they got going, how they made that first $1,000, because hopefully they're going to go on to earn much more than that. And in fact, that is normally the case. But by learning how somebody got their idea and they took that idea, not just from idea, but all the way to execution, hopefully it's going to inspire somebody out there or nudge you a little bit further in your journey to create side hustle income or whatever your goal is. So today, our featured side hustler is Baxter. I'm going to pass the microphone to him. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Hi, I'm Baxter, a photographer based in London, and I've always loved uncovering the city's hidden gems. Over the years, I've found myself acting as a tour guide for friends and visitors, showing them spots most tourists miss whilst teaching them a few photography tricks along the way. Now, one day a friend said, "You should be charging for this." And that's when the idea for urban photo safaris hit me. Guided photography tours that combined exploring London with learning to take better photos. I started small, creating a half-day itinerary through Shoreditch and Spitalfields. You know, areas full of street art, quirky markets, and historic alleyways. Now, for £75 per person, participants would get a guided walk through these spots, along with hands-on photography tips tailored to their skill level. For beginners, I focused on phone photography tricks, like framing and lighting. For DSLR users, we worked on advanced techniques like composition and manual settings. To test the concept, I invited a few friends to join a beta version of the tour for free and use the opportunity to gather feedback and take marketing photos. I also created a TikTok account showcasing some of the hidden gems and photography tips I'd share on the tour. My first paying clients were a group of American tourists who found me through a London travel forum. They loved it, and I walked away with £300 in my pocket after just one tour. Now, over time, I noticed that my ideal audience was a mix of tourists and locals looking for something unique to do on weekends. To reach them, I listed my tours on Airbnb Experiences and Eventbrite whilst sharing highlights on Instagram and Facebook. I also contacted a few boutique hotels and travel agents in London, offering a commission for any bookings they referred. Within 2 months, I was running three tours a week with an average of four participants per tour. For tourists, I added a bonus feature, free editing tutorials using mobile apps like SnapSpeed. This gave them a complete experience from capturing the shot to enhancing it for Instagram. For locals, I marketed the tours as a way to see your city with fresh eyes, which resonated with amateur photographers and hobbyists. I reached my first $1,000 in revenue after just five tours. With minimal overhead costs, mostly travel and promotional materials, my profit margin was about 90%. The demand grew quickly, and I began offering private tours for £150, catering to individuals or small groups who wanted a more personalized experience. Today, I run four to five tours a week, earning £3,000 monthly during peak tourist seasons. I've also developed an eye for spotting those who are serious about photography and who are just there for the Instagram likes. One guest spent half an hour posing with their coffee cup and didn't take a single picture of the city. So yes, the business is thriving, but I still spend a fair amount of time gently reminding people that their coffee is getting cold.
Hey Baxter, thank you so much for sharing the story. I love how you have been able to expand and just notice what is working. You know, you can try something out and then you see what works, what doesn't. I always suggest do more of what works as opposed to trying to fix what's not working. There's just so many different things you could do. You might as well go where the market is. That's what Baxter has done. Listeners, I hope you take action on an idea of your own, whatever that is, or maybe if something is just percolating for a while, that's fine too. But I want to get you in the mindset of taking daily action towards something that is important to you. That's the whole point of the podcast. That's why we make it every day. If you have a question or an update about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Otherwise, just stay tuned, subscribe, or follow for more. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.